On the show today, we have San Mateo Credit Union's very own Ignacio Medrano talking about how QTech assisted them with both their consulting and custom programming services with Alchemy's conversion going all digital. They're going all in with digital, so check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have San Mateo Credit Union's very own Ignacio Medrano. Ignacio, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing, Michael?
Doing great here in the throes of summertime.
Yes.
Hope it's not too hot where you are.
No, not too much.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about today. So thanks for joining
us. You're welcome.
Hey, you guys are working with QTech, and they assisted you guys with both their consulting and custom programming services with your Alchemy conversion.
Correct,
a digital transformation, if you will. So can you give us a quick overview of this digital conversion to Alchemy's online banking and mobile platforms?
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
So this, you know, from the get-go when I started first at San Mateo Credit Union in 2016, we had already decided we were going to go down this endeavor of a digital transformation, so to speak. We were functioning under two disparate systems, so one for mobile, one for online, two separate vendors. You know, that and alone, in a nutshell, alone causes some strife and when you're trying to create stuff, right? So it became evident that we had to do that. And early on, we went through the RFP process, of course, and selecting a vendor. We then initially, though, nixed that because we then decided to do a core conversion first. So we did that first, and we leveraged QTech for that, which we can get into later. But did the core conversion, then came back and picked up where we left off and started the RFP process again. And really, our goals are really, you know, we wanted to unite the platforms, online and mobile, into one single platform, one code base that we could customize and program on. We definitely wanted to take advantage of the Alchemy software development kit that they have available, and we wanted to kind of control somewhat of our own, you know, roadmap and destiny in that realm. Even though we were new to it, we knew we wanted to do that.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we wanted to support a good ecosystem in terms of integration with all our third parties, which, you know, for us includes credit cards, PSU, you know, things like that, DMI for mortgages, things like that. Wow. So, and then, you know, we wanted a contemporary architecture too. You know, we definitely wanted to be able to build upon that. And having two disparate system really doesn't allow for much data mining, so to speak, in terms of being able to target people and allow the digital channel to be able to be a focus for garnering new sales and things like that. So that's what led us down that path. And we definitely engaged with Alchemy, obviously at the get-go. And we knew from early on that we wanted to have QTech involved because they had actually been part of the core conversion. So we had some learnings from that in terms of what we needed to do. And we were pretty new to Symitar as well. So we knew that we needed some guidance in that realm. And so that's when we decided to venture into the project. And here we are. We just launched on June 9th.
Oh,
so
great.
Yeah. So we definitely made some good decisions in that realm. And based on the launch, we have had some really good positive sentiment in terms of our members. Of course, there were some people upset with, you know, change, whatnot, but overall, it was a pretty good conversion. And now we're just kind of, you know, a month and a half out. Now I'm looking at the calendar. It's like, now, okay, what's next? You know, so we're definitely planning our roadmap a little better, or more, I should say, and prioritizing and moving on to the next steps. So
now, as you're talking, Ignacio, I mean, because this is quite an endeavor and a lot of steps and stuff here, but you guys did all this during the pandemic. So how did you manage that? And how did you step in and help out as well?
Yeah. So, well, we were one of the first to go on lockdown in the country and kept being in California, you know, so we had definitely had some time to plan up into the June conversion. And we did actually consider delaying, but I mean, obviously it didn't take us very much time to realize that, you know, how completely efficient we were in terms of being able to work remotely. And for some of us, you know, working more hours, you know, less commute stress, you know, being more productive. Mm-hmm. So we really, you know, also at Martinet, we saw, you know, a significant jump in our registrations from our members, new registrations and newly digital folks that we were just like, okay, we got to keep going. We got to keep going in terms of launching this. So we did a couple of things in terms of just assessing where Alchemy was in the situation and how they were able to support us. They actually gave us a reference for another credit union that had launched in late March. Oh. And by the time we were to launch in June, they would have already had a couple under their belt.
Right on.
QTech was already on board with us, so we were already working in the throes of the project and helping QA, you know, creating our test scripts, solving problems in terms of, you know, coding and development. So they were part of our team already. So okay. We were already comfortable with having them on board. And again, just working in terms of, you know, lots of Zoom meetings, lots of emails, lots of phone calls. I think once we drew a line in the sand and said, okay, we're going forward, then we needed to actually, because we were in the throes of UAT. We were still developing. So we needed to know where we were going to be. So once we made that decision, we moved forward. We just kept on executing our project plan. And as QTech can attest, we came up with some snags through the testing process that we were able to solve quickly and efficiently. Had we not had QTech, I don't think we would have been as efficient as we were. And if I can brag, we had a good team. We had at SMCU, we had a good team with Alchemy, and in terms of our project management team, and also we had QTech as well supporting us through the whole thing. And so overall, the team morale, even under lockdown and, you know, shelter in place, we remained positive during this time, knowing that we were doing something special for our members in terms of getting them, you know, a better digital experience in the end.
Oh, yeah.
And during the process too, we made a conscious effort to communicate to our members consistently in terms of what was coming, you know, how-to videos, how-to guides, just letting them know that, hey, we're doing this to give you better access now that you can't, you know, for those of you that aren't comfortable, you know, with digital, we're going to make you comfortable because it's going to be a better experience.
We're going to make you comfortable, whether
right.
you're or not.
Well, yeah, so you had
to their benefit that they had to do that. I mean, and to your benefit as well, because everybody had to do this sprint toward digital. I mean, could you imagine if you didn't have QTech there to help you guys out? Like you said earlier, it said, you know, having QTech there kind of in your back pocket made things much more efficient. How did they make it more efficient for you guys?
Well, because as I mentioned before, we were pretty new to Scimitar and the creation of RepGens and PowerOns, and trying to solve those things by ourselves would have just extended our timeline. It would have, you know, I'm sure we could have figured it out, but having that expertise to let us know, oh, we can solve this by doing this, this, and this. You know, it really came down to that, and it cut down weeks of possible of that. You know, to down to a couple of days, you know, because they know the system. They've worked with various vendors on how to try to solve certain issues. And that's what really, really helped in terms of, one, giving us the peace of mind that, okay, we're going down the right path, and we're not second guessing ourselves and trying to figure out a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really that's what really gave us the push to move forward and keep going, and knowing that we were going to do it right. Also, we wanted a solid foundation to build on in terms of a code base and a knowledge base, because not only were they doing the coding and whatnot, but we had just recently hired a developer as well, that they were also consulting with and guiding them and also coaching them along the way in terms of how Scimitar works, how these rep gens and power ons work and things like that. So it was indeed a good partnership that definitely helped us get us to a successful conversion.
Yes. Yeah. You know, sooner rather than later, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause, I mean, how did, I mean, cause obviously the, you know, any conversion is a major, major ordeal, no matter how you look at it. So you guys worked with QTech during the Scimitar conversion to Ephesus. So right. How did that experience play into this latest project with Alchemy? So It sounds like you guys already knew, and you already knew how they worked, and they knew how you worked. So it sounds like you guys probably hit the ground running with this latest one, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And it actually, if going back to the core, actually QTech came on board like maybe midway through the core conversion.
Oh, they did. Okay.
We had early on assessed that we would probably be okay with Scimitar and, you know, us and going through the process. But I mean, a core conversion is not just a core conversion, right? It's a LOS conversion. It's online mobile. It's all these ancillary systems that just plug in. So we realized pretty early on that, you know what, we need some help. So that's when QTech came on board. They assessed the situation where we were at the time in the project, meaning they didn't join right at the beginning, right? But they were able to provide us project management support.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to provide us development support as well, obviously, because, you know, as I mentioned before, PowerOns, RepChens, those were new to us in terms of getting these things going. And they knew what questions to ask that we probably didn't know how to ask or didn't know to ask in terms of these integrations and in terms of what Scimitar's capabilities are or not. So we knew that going in, obviously, to the digital banking conversion. So we were early on, even before we kicked off the project, we set aside some time and money for QTech to come on board to help us throughout the project. So knowing that, I went into the project with confidence, knowing that we would have QTech on board assisting us throughout the way. And that, like I said, they were an extension of our team, and they were part of our team, you know. Yeah. So coaching and guiding and helping us along the way. So it was, and just from their knowledge and perspective of. Was super helpful in getting us to the finish line.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah. And you said the word I was thinking of the whole time you were talking about, confidence.
Yes. Because
having that, I guess, knowledge base or that experience to tap into gives you guys a whole lot of confidence to get what you have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Done.
Well, yeah, when it comes to, you know, when you have multiple projects and multiple lines going, it helps having somebody keep you in line and, you know, again, give you that confidence that you're going to be successful.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt. And if anything kind of crops up, anything goes haywire, you know, you can call them. I'm sure they've been there, done that with many instances.
Absolutely. Sure.
So what have been the results so far of all of this work? I mean, where are you guys now, and how do you see yourselves moving forward?
Well, I think the initial component was obviously getting the core in place and building that infrastructure. I think the second portion, of course, is the digital aspects and the digital transformation. In terms of results, we've gotten a lot of positive sentiment in terms of finally you're in the 21st century kind of comments came about, backhanded little compliments, but we would take them. But it's also was part of our delivery channel strategy in improving and creating a code base and being able to set a foundation to build a roadmap to build, you know, new widgets and new components that would enable us to grow our digital membership base. In addition to that, we're exploring our data capabilities with Alchemy in terms of what we can do to target our members digitally. And but as far as the results, we've been so far, we've gotten a lot of good new registrations and new increased logins. So slowly we're upticking from the core the conversion in June. So I think for now we're just kind of, you know, looking at our roadmap and seeing where we're going to be to kind of fully flesh out what results we're going to get from this. But we've got a good foundation now.
Sounds like all systems go, as they say.
All systems go, yes. Even still under a pandemic and whatnot.
Exactly. I know. Think about, you know, doing all this stuff, but then the giant curveball of a pandemic and doing it during that whole situation. Oh my gosh. That's quite, I applaud any credit union who goes out and does all this type of stuff under these circumstances and does it successfully with some really cool expertise behind them. So
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds good. And the other thing that kind of brought to my mind as well is the value that this brought to your credit union as well, right? Moving forward. So yeah, I bet your members are so appreciative of what's taking place, right?
Absolutely. And we have gotten some, you know, through MPS and like in terms of access. And I think, you know, we even somebody commented about the fact, you know, them wanting to stay connected to their financial institution. And now I can, you know, kind of that kind of sentiment came about. So it was really important for us to keep definitely moving forward, even when we thought we were not going to be able to move forward. But we did. And you know, the next phase is, you know, I have actually prioritization meetings with my leadership in terms of what do we do next? What can we, now that we have this software development kit, what can we do next? We actually are also prepping for a possible card conversion that we may or may leverage Q-Tech as well, knowing what they can provide for us. Yeah. So we're excited. We're moving on, and we're still here to serve our members. So.
Good deal. Yeah. Sky's the limit. Sounds like for you guys for sure. Well done. Anything else to wrap up here, Ignacio? Any final here?
You know, I mean, not just, I mean, I think having a support system in place, definitely, I'll go back to that confidence things, gives you a really good sense of where you're going and what you're going to accomplish, knowing that you have the backing of the knowledge and the expertise. That's always helpful. And if you want to be quicker, nimbler, and faster, then definitely get that assistance, and then you'll get there. So definitely was a great help to have that support.
Good stuff. All right, Ignacio. Well, I'll let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I want to keep you from that. So
no problem.
Good stuff for sure.
And I appreciate
keep up the good work there. Well done.